are listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to introduce lots of really neat things and people today on The Coffee Hour.
It's an exciting day.
Neat things happening here at KFUO. Uh-huh. And so we get to share some new things with you today here on The Coffee Hour. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us in studio, Benjamin Crawford, KFUO summer intern. Ben, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It is great to be here.
We really enjoy the internship program because we love meeting new people and inviting them into the team and learn about what we do here at KFUO. So we want everyone listening to learn a little bit about you as our KFUO intern and as a student as well. Tell us a little bit about what you're studying, where you're studying, and then we'll talk about what brought you here.
Well, I'm studying digital film and television production down at Missouri State University in Springfield. Very exciting stuff. It's not really the it's all the production side of film. It's great. Editing, audio, a bunch.
So what attracted you to an internship with us in radio? Because radio is not really digital film. So what was attractive about spending the summer with us here?
So I love radio. I'm an amateur radio enthusiast.
Oh, right.
Yes.
You're a ham radio operator,
yes.
Aren't you? Yeah.
Oh, that's what that meant. I thought he just meant he was funny, like he was a ham.
Well, I mean, maybe that too. I don't know.
No, but also there's a lot of transferable skills. Mm-hmm. So like the audio side of audio editing, I don't get to do a lot about that because I edit film. I don't really clean up audio, so that's amazing. There's also the organizational, working on a time schedule that I would love to learn, and I'm so excited I've already got to learn a lot about it.
Is the schedule sometimes terrifying?
Yes.
Because we've all experienced it.
Yes, we have.
Like, this program has to happen at this time, and I have to make sure that everything before and after it is timed correctly as
time
well.
Time math.
It is terrifying.
Yes. Have you figured out the process as time math,
time
as Sarah
math.
Says?
Yeah.
I'm working on it. It's going well.
You wouldn't think it would be that challenging, right? Like, you're like, oh, that's easy. Just add up the...
It's no. just numbers, but no.
No, because everything's based on 60s.
Yep.
Not 100.
Yes.
That's in here. So it gets a little challenging, maybe a little terrifying. At one point in here at KFUO, Sarah had nightmares about the clocks not matching up.
Yes,
Have
I
you
did.
Any nightmares yet in your first week here?
Not yet, thankfully.
So how do you see your experience here at KFUO, what you're learning so far, how do you see that being useful in what you're studying at Missouri State and maybe a future career as well?
As I said earlier, I see it transferable in the organizational skills along with the audio editing. I also think that if I decide to go a different path into the more broadcast radio side instead of the film production side, I think having a good footing there would be wonderful.
What are some of the things, I know you haven't been here super long yet, but what are some of the things that you've been able to learn and do already?
I got to run chapel yesterday live, which was very nice.
Okay.
And also reading waveforms for stuff like coughing and listening to Andy when he introduces and, you know, exits chapel and music. It's almost clicked with me.
You've been doing some announcing of music already, correct?
A little bit, yes. Me and Jordan did that. I'm not a natural, but hopefully to work on it.
You got a great voice.
Thank you.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So editing waveform, what is waveform in layman's terms? Now that we're using this nice behind-the-scenes term.
Lingo.
It is the audio waves of speech, the patterns. It's the little lines, little green lines in the audio editing software, like Audition.
That represent, it's a visual representation
of speech.
Of speech
audio.
Or audio that we've recorded.
It's what sound looks like.
Yes. And so editing in a digital format based on what you see in those waves. And so through those waves, you've learned to recognize what coughs look like.
Looks about the same for a lot of people, too. I see it on the waveform right now.
I could see how that would be very helpful in your field with film as well, especially if you're editing audio for film. I mean, this will give you the upper hand.
Yeah.
100%.
A very marketable skill, right?
Yes.
What's it like to be on a team with us here at the LCMS International Center, a handful of Lutherans in a radio station? What's it like to get to be in an environment like this?
It's great because usually I'm working with students, right? Mm. My peers. And mm-hmm. it's great to work with a broader range of people, especially people that share the same faith that I have. Mm-hmm. It's been great so far, and I'm sure it'll continue to be great.
Yeah. Talk a little bit more about amateur radio and the differences between what you get to do in amateur and what you get to do here. Because full disclosure, my father-in-law, mother-in-law, husband are also amateur radio people, and they try to explain stuff to me sometimes, and sorry, guys.
This is a lot different because amateur radio, you know, you can't broadcast with that. That is directly peer-to-peer or group. And this is a lot fancier, I would say, than my rig I have at home. I hang a 100-foot cable between trees down to my bedroom window in the basement. And this is better, I would say.
A little longer reach,
maybe? Yes, longer reach, further. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get to the lightning round in just a moment.
It's our favorite part.
It's our favorite part of interviewing guests here.
We'll
get to the lightning round. What questions? What are the things you really want to learn this summer here at KFUO?
I want to learn more about broadcasting, how it works, just as much as I can about radio and audio editing, I think would be wonderful.
And we've already got part of that down with the audio editing. I'm sure there will be plenty more to do in the near future as well. All right. Are you ready for the lightning round?
I am so ready.
Yes.
He came prepared. He did his homework before this. He studied for this.
Oh, I mean, yeah, this does require some study.
All right. Just bring it on. We're going to throw some categories at you. You tell us your favorite in that category. So favorite cuisine.
Italian. I love fettuccine Alfredo, just everything Italian. Pizza, that's a huge one. Mm-hmm. So much.
All right. Favorite book?
Favorite book, I would say The Great Gatsby. Mm-hmm. I loved it in high school and I still read it.
Favorite movie?
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. It is wonderful. I love the sci-fi genre and that is my favorite in the sci-fi genre.
Have you talked with Pastor Doug yet? Pastor Gribenaugh?
I do not think so. Not about movies.
Well, we probably shouldn't
set introduce aside
them
a
because
few hours of your life, actually. Also, yeah. Mm-hmm. He would love to talk to you about that. A favorite superhero?
Favorite superhero? I've always been a Superman fan. Mm-hmm. Love DC superheroes.
Uh-huh. Favorite historical figure?
Julius Caesar.
Why?
He was very instrumental in changing all the politics in early Europe. And mm-hmm. I think that there's a point there, as I love history, lover of history. He was very influential in setting Europe on the path it is today.
Mm-hmm. Favorite ice cream or dessert, if ice cream is not really a thing?
Chocolate ice cream all the way.
Okay. He's got these answers down.
Any more specific? Is there a specific, like, where you get your ice cream, or is it?
It just has to be chocolate. I love chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I like chocolate ice cream as well.
It's amazing.
All right. Favorite vacation destination, whether it's a dream vacation you've not been on yet or somewhere that you've gone numerous times, either one. Favorite vacation.
Denver, Colorado, or Durango, Colorado. Love the mountains, being up there. The weather is wonderful. Like the cold, so much nature, the streams, the trees, mm-hmm. such clean air.
Yeah. Do you ski at all?
I do not ski.
Ah.
Just love the view.
Yeah. Mountains are great. I like mountains. All right. This is a very important one. Favorite office supply?
Pilot G2 pens.
We need to keep a tally of how many people say that that's their favorite office supply. It's many.
Do you go with a particular color or?
Just whatever I can find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love a Pilot G2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a popular one.
Office supply. That's always a favorite question. All right.
I know.
Favorite hymn or song you sing in worship?
Amazing Grace.
Huh.
I love it.
All right. Last one. Favorite Bible verse?
John 3:16. It's a classic. I was first Bible verse I was ever taught as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you're here on internship, you started learning things and learning what we do behind the scenes. Is it like a dream come true? No. is it just the few things that you've had to learn in the time here already? Are you excited about what lies ahead?
I am very excited. This has been a wonderful experience so far, and it's going to continue to be great. I just know it.
Fantastic. We are so glad to have you on board. Mm-hmm. And to the listeners listening, you'll hear Ben coming up in, let's see, you'll hear Ben at various hours, overnights, right?
Yes. I'm going
to hear you overnight. And early in the morning on the weekends.
Yes.
Nice and early. Saturday and Sunday mornings, you'll hear him like 4, 5, and 6 Central Time.
Oh, here. Very nice.
Yeah. So you'll get to hear Ben sharing some sacred music with you. Well, thanks so much, Ben, for spending some time with us. We're so glad to have you on board. Looking forward to learning and sharing what we do with you, with KFUO here with you this summer.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.